Good day. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Moraz. Today we're being joined by the executive director from the St. Clair Healthcare Foundation.
Well,
it's St. Clair Regional Medical Center, but it's the foundation. And he works over there, and he's kind of like the boss. It's Tom Lewis.
I hope everybody gets the drift there.
Yeah. Anyway, the most important part of the message is that you guys are raising money again, and you're going out into the community to ask them to help.
That's right. First of all, Chuck, thanks for letting me be on today with you. But yes, our St. Clair Foundation 2018 annual community campaign is underway. Each year we ask members of our community, members of the region, to consider making a contribution to the St. Clair Foundation, which, for those who are not familiar, is essentially the fundraising arm of St. Clair Healthcare, which was St. Clair Regional Medical Center, which was St. Clair Medical Center, which was St. Clair Hospital. So
this sounds like the first couple of chapters out of the Bible.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
St. Clair Healthcare, begot.
Begot.
Well, this is something you do every year, and it's grown over time, hasn't it?
It has. I mean, really, to be honest, our foundation is still in some ways in our infancy. I mean, we've been around since 2000. St. Clair was established in 1963, but the foundation was not created until 2000. So as foundations go, we're still relatively young. But things have grown in that time, and we have reached the point where we have a multi-million dollar foundation at St. Clair Healthcare, and really try to do our best to be good stewards of the gifts that we do receive during these campaigns, planned and major gifts, our special events, really try to be accountable and good stewards so that people know when they give that money's being used for the intended purpose.
If I remember right, you did close to $250,000 in last year's appeal, correct?
We did, $230,000 raised in our annual appeal last year. Our goal this year is $250,000. We have come close to that mark a couple of times. The economy took its downturn a few years ago, as you recall, and we're kind of creeping our way back up, trying to build up to that $250,000 threshold and then hopefully on from there in the future.
I was going to ask you, I know the economy is gradually starting to improve and the growth is improving across the country, and here in eastern Kentucky it's still lagging just a bit. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I guess that makes you more optimistic that you might get a few more bucks.
It does. One of the, maybe it runs against conventional wisdom, but in philanthropy, sometimes during tough times, philanthropic giving increases. And I think part of the reason for that is people recognize when times get tough, charitable organizations need that funding even more. And so people, again, counterintuitive, but they actually open their pocketbooks more sometimes when the economy is on a downturn. So we've seen that to a degree. But as you mentioned, Eastern Kentucky is still lagging behind with the recovery as compared to some of the other parts of the United States. So we're still kind of creeping back too. But hopefully we saw some gains last year over the year before, and we're hoping to continue that upward trend in 2018.
I guess bottom line is, even in a good economy, you need this appeal and the support from the community. You need to succeed.
Absolutely. Some people don't realize St. Clair Regional or St. Clair Healthcare, we are a standalone, faith-based, tax-exempt hospital. We are not part of a larger chain, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to financial viability, there are some challenges. We want to keep our identity. St. Clair Healthcare's mission is to proclaim God's goodness through a healing ministry to the people of Eastern Kentucky. So at our heart, we're a ministry, and we don't want to take on any more than we need to that business identity. And again, not that there's anything wrong with that. There are some wonderful for-profit hospitals. There are some wonderful hospitals that are part of larger chains. But we feel that there are some advantages, and in particular, maintaining our mission and our own identity as we have historically, we want to remain independent. But that does mean we need folks in the community and the region that we serve to step up and say, yeah, we embrace that mission. We embrace that identity. We want to help you continue to foster that mission and continue to be a ministry first and foremost.
And one reason why you've gone to this moniker of St. Clair Healthcare is because St. Clair is not just the hospital that people may visit or drive past every day.
Absolutely. We have family medicine clinics in five different counties. We have an eight-county home health and hospice program. We have other services that expand to 11 counties and sometimes beyond. So it's very much more than just the hospital building here in Moorhead. A lot of services. We have one of the largest telemedicine hubs in the state of Kentucky. So we're doing everything we can, not just to require people to come to Moorhead if they have those other opportunities and those other facilities in the communities that we serve. There was a time, for instance, in Elliott County when St. Clair was the only local provider of family medicine. That has changed in the last few years. But we have some communities that are terribly underserved, and we're doing everything we can to take the medicine and the health care that those people need to them. Our marketing slogan is Amazing Medicine Close to Home. We want to be as close to home for everyone in our service region as we possibly can.
So does that mean you're building up in my neighborhood in Rodburn?
You know, if the price were right, we let's get through.
There is a plot of land up there, by the way.
Let's get through our current construction project and actually get into that new building before we start thinking about some new ones.
You know, and you mentioned that, and that just leads into my next point with you in regards to St. Clair Healthcare is that it's amazing to me in the sense that as we move forward, and I've been here since 1986, and this is still occurring, where St. Clair continues to expand its services to those in the region.
Yeah, and I some might say that's miraculous, but I think it's a testament to some of the community support that we receive. To be able to expand not just facilities but services, you know, we're over 31 medical specialties now. I think if you were to be able to do a study that looks at number of medical specialties per capita, Moorhead would have to be at the top of the list or near the top of the list as far as small towns with that number of medical specialties goes. But the reason we've been able to do that is because we get the support from the people in our region, from the people in our community who are willing to say, yeah, we believe in that. Yes, we do see a need, and we want to be able to facilitate that with whatever gift we can provide. And so it all goes hand in hand.
Well, and if you want an example of all this, drive by the hospital now and look at the construction going on the new medical services pavilion, mm-hmm. a $28 million project, a $28 million commitment to the area.
That's right. We recognize some of our facilities are becoming a bit antiquated. The Cave Run Surgical Specialists building and the Moorhead Medical Specialists building, both are still usable, but in terms of convenience, quality, we recognized we need to do better for our patients and the people that we serve. And so we made the commitment financially to build this new building, our new medical pavilion. It's almost complete. We are trying to transition slowly into the space as the crews finish up the interior work. Hopefully by the middle of May, that building will be up and running and we'll actually be seeing patients in our new medical pavilion. But yeah, it is a commitment, but we think it really is the result of a need. And we don't want to push our resources to the point where they're outdated and no longer viable. And we felt like that was becoming the case with the Cave Run building, Moorhead Medical Specialists building, and then also the UK Women's Center, which has been located in the old health department building on Sun Street, will be moving into that new medical pavilion as well. And we're also going to be moving our in-house infusions oncology services into the medical pavilion, which will free up some space in the hospital proper to do some other things there.
Yeah, and it's a few years old now and not showing any age, obviously, mm-hmm. is the Share building, which is right across the street from the new
right.
construction. And inside this, and I think this is an outstanding program and a very important program, University of Kentucky operates its rural physicians development program there mm-hmm. to train people to be doctors to work in this area, which, as you mentioned, is medically underserved.
Yep, exactly. And the hope is that over time, that service, that satellite medical school is essentially what it is, can expand and we can add more students, but that's going to require more space. And we're still kind of working through logistically how that's going to happen, but it is possible that some of the space that's being freed up in the Morehead Medical Specialists building can be used to house some of the services connected with the Rural Physician Leadership Program, and we can expand and train more and more future physicians and healthcare providers who hopefully will come back to this region and provide healthcare that we need.
Again, the expansion of the Morehead campus of St. Clair Healthcare is it's just amazing when I think about it, because it was just the hospital when I came in there. It was a small hospital. Mm-hmm. Then they put the major addition on to, I guess, it would be basically kind of the northeast side of the hospital mm-hmm. building. And now you've added the share building. You're about to add the medical services pavilion. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got a huge facility here in a town in eastern Kentucky of 7,000.
Yeah. And the thing is, Chuck, it isn't like when we build a new building, we tear the other building down. We're just repurposing. The original hospital building is still there. We've just added on to it, out and up. So we're not getting rid of old space. We're just finding ways to use it in different ways. And as we go, building new space that is, you know, a little more a little less dated, you know, a little less wear and tear, but, you know, we're repurposing it. Reduce, reuse, recycle. We're trying to recycle, I guess, the old space as opposed to getting rid of it. The original hospital's still there. The only room in the part of St. Clair Regional Medical Center, the original part of that building, the only room that serves its original purpose is the chapel. That's the only space in the entire old part of the hospital that has not changed in its purpose over time since 1963.
And in the effort to provide full disclosure, my wife works over at St. Clair, and you know, I'm committed to donating myself to the community appeal. I have for a number of years, and you know, I've always felt it was important because I appreciate the service that the hospital provides. I also appreciate, Tom, the economic development impact St. Clair has mm-hmm. on Morehead, Rowan County, and the area.
Yeah. Over $1.5 million a week St. Clair pumps into the local economy through salaries and benefits to our employees. That's a pretty significant economic boost to this region. $1.5 million a week. So, you know, we feel like we are not just providing quality health care, but we are an economic catalyst that contributes to the area and also hopefully is part of what attracts new industry, new business to come in. We want to be a quality health care provider because we know that has an impact on whether this community is going to grow and prosper long term.
How many employees now does St. Clair have?
Roughly 1,200. We're usually running neck and neck with Morehead State University as the largest provider, largest employer in this region.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting when you talk about that. And I mean, you look at Morehead State, you look at St. Clair, and you know, those are the types of things that I think that makes it a pretty special community to live in. And good school system. There are a number of reasons, and those are just a couple right off the top of my head.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, we want to be a partner with the community, not just from a healthcare perspective, but in every other way. You know, when there are things that we can do to support the community, we do our best to do that.
And I know that we talk about individuals in terms of this annual community appeal. We talk about it from a standpoint of individual people, but at the same time, I know that you also get a lot of support from businesses and companies in this area.
We do. A lot of that comes through some of our special event fundraising, our annual signature event, and our annual charity golf outing. But yes, we get a tremendous amount of support from the business community here and other vendors from outside the Morehead-Rowan County area that do business with St. Clair.
And you've got cooperative arrangements with some of the area hospitals as well.
Mm-hmm. We do. You know, I mentioned that we are a standalone independent hospital, but we don't shy away from partnering or working together with other providers when it benefits everybody involved. We do quite a bit with UK Healthcare. And that goes back to day one, Chuck. I mean, we have always been what we consider a teaching hospital. We want students to be able to come to St. Clair and learn how to become better healthcare providers. And a lot of that goes back to our historical roots working directly with the UK College of Medicine and UK Healthcare. We do quite a bit with Our Lady of Bellefonte in Ashland, Highlands Regional Medical Center. We've put together a lot of partnerships, a lot of organizations that work together to work collectively in ways that benefit from a medical perspective and also from a business perspective. Also part of the Kentucky Healthcare Collaborative, which brought 10 of the state's largest and best healthcare networks together at one table, and we're trying to work collaboratively on a number of fronts through that group.
Again, our guest today on the front page, Tom Lewis. He is the executive director for the St. Clair Foundation. We're talking about the foundation's 2018 Community Appeal, which has already kicked off. I'm Chuck Meraz. We'll pause, come back with more in a moment.
There's a lot happening in our community, and you can stay connected with community events by visiting our website at wmky.org. Click on Community Events at the top of the page for a listing of community events. Help promote your event by completing the simple online form. Visit Morehead State Public Radio online at wmky.org and stay connected with your community.
Welcome back to today's Front Page. I'm Chuck Meraz. Again, Tom Lewis, the executive director from the St. Clair Foundation, is our guest talking about the foundation's 2018 Community Appeal. The goal is $250,000 it would like to raise from folks around the area. And Tom, if someone's listening right now, said, I've been served by the hospital. I know people who have been served. I've got friends who've been there. I've got relatives who've been there. But why should I give? I know you get money from Medicare and Medicaid, and, you know, we have people who pay through their insurance and stuff like that. So why should I just give?
Good question. And that's our theme. I give. Essentially, we want people to consider that. Why should you give to the St. Clair Foundation? And truth is, I don't think there's a single answer. I think the reasons are as diverse as the hundreds of community members who historically have supported us. And sometimes it's incredibly personal. It goes back to an experience that somebody may have had through a service at St. Clair. It may have to do with one of our providers who did something meaningful to help that person or that family. Some people may look at the economic impact that St. Clair has. The one reason that we don't want people to give is because they feel like if they don't give, our doors are going to close. People don't support a sinking ship, and St. Clair's not a sinking ship. Just because we may be in pretty good shape right now financially doesn't mean we're not worth supporting. I think one of the best examples of that is the fact that perhaps the largest private foundation in America is at Harvard. People know Harvard doesn't need their money to remain financially solvent.
I need theirs, though.
Yeah. Don't we all? But people recognize the quality. Harvard is a wonderful school. People support quality. People want to see Harvard and Yale and, you know, other quality organizations continue to thrive. And we hope, you know, we're not in the same ballpark as Harvard, but we hope that when people think of St. Clair, they think quality healthcare, compassionate healthcare, an organization that is worthy of my support. And they can decide on a personal level exactly why that is the case. And it may be more because of the healthcare that we provide. It may be more because of the economic impact that we have on this region. But we definitely think we're worthy of at least consideration when people are looking for a charitable organization to support.
Where does the money go?
Again, that's up to the individual. You tell us where you want that gift to be used. It isn't a case where every dollar that we receive just goes into this giant pot and we get to decide exactly how everything's going to be used. We have a number of standing funds in our foundation. And if you have a particular reason that you'd like to support St. Clair, chances are we've got a fund that that fits with that motivation. Our greatest need fund, which is kind of the closest thing that we have to a nebulous fund. If a need comes up and we perhaps did not anticipate that need when we put our budget together, we can pull money from the greatest need fund to help us accomplish whatever that particular need may be. We've got the St. Clair Care Fund, which helps us offset literally millions of dollars of losses a year in caring for people who either can't afford to pay their medical bills or don't have insurance or for whatever reason just cannot make that payment. We've got a number of education and scholarship funds. If people want to help us continue to support the training and education of future healthcare providers, they can help us through those education funds. We've got the Markwell Endowment for Women's and Children's Services. If people are particularly interested in supporting our childbirth services and our women's and children's department, we've got an oncology fund, cardiac rehab, you name it. You know, in some ways, it's a lot like giving to public radio, Chuck. I mean, not everybody who gives to support WMKY gives specifically for the same reason. Some people give because they appreciate news programs like the Front Page. Some people give because they appreciate the Americana and folk music. One or two people give because they like classical. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, it's not my show. I'm not worried. Not offended.
But you get
Sorry,
my drift.
Greg.
I mean, people have different motivations, and it's the same way when you support the St. Clair Foundation. It doesn't have to be one particular reason, and the way that that gift is used doesn't have to be for one particular reason either.
And people may have – you mentioned charity care, and I think this is an important point to mention that after the 2014 federal health care law was passed, many people felt that that would eliminate the need for charity care. But it, at the same time, it still is a need at mm-hmm. places like St. Clair.
It is. I'm looking at some numbers from the past fiscal year. Our traditional charity care numbers, yes, they are down from years past. I mean, there was a time when it wasn't uncommon for us to have $3, $4 million in charity care.
This Is past that a year, year or a month?
A year. This past year, it was down to about $125,000. But uncompensated care, which factors into that same thing, was at over $2.6 million for the past year. So just because everybody has access to either Medicaid or insurance coverage now doesn't mean that everybody can afford to pay their deductible, doesn't mean that everybody can afford to pay their copay. They're still out-of-pocket expense. Not everybody can afford to pay that. We still deal with some of that that loss year after year caring for people who can't afford to pay their medical bills. But our mission doesn't say proclaim God's goodness through a healing ministry to the people who can afford to pay for the health care that they receive. It's to everybody in Eastern Kentucky.
There are people out there wondering now, okay, so I'm interested in helping, but how would I be able to donate to the 2018 St. Clair Community Appeal?
We try to make it as easy as we can. If you have internet access, go to www.st-clair.org/give, and that'll take you to the page to get you started. You can also call the foundation office at 606-783-6512, and we can give you the information that you would need from there.
It's pretty easy, and again, it's so important to the hospital that you succeed, isn't it, and to the healthcare system that is St. Clair.
It really is. I mean, and you know, we like I said earlier, we don't want people to feel like if you don't give, St. Clair is going to close our doors. That's not it. But if we want to continue to see the advancements that we've seen in recent years, if we want to continue to be able to improve our facilities, build new space when it's necessary, upgrade the space that we currently have, invest in new technology so that we're not behind the curve in providing quality care, yes, we are going to continue to need community support. And, you know, this region has been so good to step up when St. Clair has needed that kind of support. And you know, we trust that that's going to continue to be the case.
Tom, good luck with the 2018 Community Appeal.
Thank you, Chuck. I really appreciate the time to be on today.
And again, our guest today on Front Page, Tom Lewis, who is the executive director of the St. Clair Foundation, talking about the 2018 Foundation Community Appeal. I'm Chuck Meraz on Front Page. See you next time.